Major funding for Only a Game is provided by Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NHL lockout remains locked and the negotiations have been blocked. So what's next for the Frozen League? Here to keep us up to date on the NHL lockout is Helene Elliott of the Los Angeles Times. Helene, welcome back to Only a Game.
Shouldn't we change it to If Only There Were a Game?
Yeah, as if we were a hockey show, that's where we would be. Anyway, the lockout began on September the 16th. It's been over 2 weeks since the league and the union have even negotiated. Why is that?
Because they are being stubborn and because this is all about egos and Gary Bettman is not a negotiator. I mean, there is a deal to be made there, but Gary Bettman is not a deal maker. He is a dictator and he is not budging.
If somebody were to step in on Mr. Bettman's behalf, what would need to be negotiated at this point?
Well, the key issue at this point is how the players would go from having gotten 57% of hockey-related revenues last season to getting 50% in the next season, whenever next season may be. They've already agreed on the 50-50 split. The question is how they get there, and players understandably want the full value of their contracts. Players are looking for a gradual phase-in down to 50%, and the owners want to go to 50 right away, and players think that they are going to lose some of the contract value, and that's basically what's holding this up at this point.
The league will apparently cancel its annual Winter Classic in Ann Arbor. What do we lose and what does the league lose if there is no Winter Classic?
What the league loses is one of its biggest marketing opportunities to go back to the roots of the game and the essential beauty of skating on a pond and feeling the wind against your face and all that. And this was going to be a huge thing. It wasn't just the game at Michigan Stadium. It was going to be a hockey festival in downtown Detroit. It was going to be college games. It was going to be alumni games. It was going to be a huge deal and an incredibly big revenue generator for the NHL. After they canceled the last round of games, they said they had lost $720 million in revenues. How much more are they going to lose now, and how are they going to recover?
There is also talk that the All-Star Game could be canceled, but wouldn't it be silly to stage an All-Star Game if a season starts so late they can't identify the stars?
I'm for canceling the All-Star Game every year, frankly. I think those things have kind of outlived their usefulness, and as you see in every sport, really, players come up with these mysterious sudden injuries, it seems, right before the All-Star Game. But yeah, it would be silly to play an All-Star Game on January 27th if you're starting your season on January 1st. The only reason to do it would be because they promised the city, this time it's Columbus's chance to host. I think that would be the next domino to fall.
As often happens when there's a management labor dispute in sports, many invoke the pox on both your houses approach. Do you see it that way?
I do, to a degree. And the thing that's really striking to me is, and this is the third NHL lockout I've covered, there just seems to be a lot more anger on the fans' part. And you know what's even worse than anger is apathy. Fans saying, you know what, I've already moved on. I don't want to go through this every 6 or 7 or 8 years and, you know, give my passion and pay my money and then have the season just canceled or cut short. People are genuinely upset about this, and I just don't see what possible gain that Gary Bettman can get from players that is going to outweigh the damage that he's doing to the game right now.
Currently, there is no plan for the two sides to meet again face-to-face for talks. So what's your best prediction about what, if anything, happens next?
I think the next step will be Gary Bettman will come up with a deadline for saving the season. I think they really need some fresh ideas. I think they need to include maybe more people at the table, more. There are owners who want to play. Let those owners talk, too. Let those owners give their sense of what should happen next, and maybe we'll get closer to a resolution here.
Helene Elliott covers the NHL for the LA Times. Helene, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.